and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text engages us this morning in the epistle reading. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Not too long ago, I was going to a meeting in downtown, in the downtown area of Baltimore, and there was a street preacher. I haven't seen one in a while, but there was a street preacher down there, and he said, "Have you gotten yourself right with God?" Well, what do you think about that? Have you gotten yourself right with God? Have you taken care of all the business that you need to that separates you from God? How do you know? How do you know you've taken care of everything? How do you know that God has forgiven? Maybe you forgot something, or maybe His forgiveness is harder to get than you think. For us to forgive others, it's difficult. You know, they say forgive and forget. Do we really do that? We forgive, but we do remember. And every so often we pull that sin back out and say, "Do you remember when?" You know, my sister still says, "You ran over the cat." This happened when I was back in high school. I didn't run over the cat, okay? I didn't do it. And I'm not going to say I'm sorry for something I didn't do. But Kim still holds that against me. "You ran over the cat." No, if I ran over the cat, it'd be dead, but it wasn't. Anyway, getting sidetracked. How do you know? You know, we make forgiveness from ourselves hard to get, and the worse the transgression or the closer we love someone, the harder it can be to forgive. A lot of times we keep it just out of reach. Oh, keep trying, and one of these days I'll forgive you. One of these days I'll let go. One of these days I'll stop picking it up and wagging it in your face again. Or try being forgiven by others. We find that forgiveness from others costs the same high price, doesn't it? We're never really quite sure that the other person let go of it. We're never really quite sure that they have forgiven and will not pick that up again. In fact, a lot of times we find them picking it back up again. We find them going back over old territory. "I thought you were over that." Well, apparently they weren't. At what cost comes forgiveness? Sin, our sin, separates us from God. It's something we are born with, original sin. It's something that we do every second, every moment of every day. And to our Heavenly Father, it's the same thing as pushing Him away constantly. It's the same thing as spitting on the blessings that He gives. It's the same thing as calling Him a liar and a cheat and a fraud. So how would you get yourself right with God if we keep on doing those things in our sinfulness? You know, it is God who does what is necessary for Him to forgive. Now that sounds odd, doesn't it? It's not the way it works for human beings, but it is the way it works for God. All of this forgiveness is from God who through Christ reconciled us to Himself. Notice, reconciled us to Himself, not "you got to get yourself right with me." He did what was necessary that He might forgive us. And as the scripture says, remember our sin no more, because His forgiveness is perfect. That God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses, our trespasses, against us. Wow. That is completely out of this world on a lot of different levels. Forgiveness in our world doesn't work that way, or it usually doesn't, but it does for our God. He, for our sake, he made him, Jesus, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. Our God came into the world not only to take our sin we've committed against him, but to also suffer God the Father's punishment for that sin and to die in our place, so that God forgives us completely and totally. What does it cost to get right with God? It costs the blood of his Son. It costs suffering and death on the cross. Our God paying that price, that our God may forgive us completely and totally, all because of Jesus Christ. And as I told the kids, if it were up to us to hang on to that forgiveness that God gives, it would always be slipping out of our hands. But God even gives us the arms of faith to do it. When God announces forgiveness to you, whether in the absolution or in the Lord's Supper or through the words of Scripture, you are forgiven completely, entirely, and he remembers your sin no more. So how do you forgive? It's hard enough to forgive people that are sorry, but to forgive people that aren't? But God enables us to do that, to forgive when we have been sinned against and remember their, well, we do it imperfectly. We remember their sin. But God helps us not to act on that. God helps us to go to other people and to seek their forgiveness. We may not get that forgiveness from them, but we know our Heavenly Father has forgiven us, and that forgiveness is complete. There's someone else, though, that might even be harder to forgive, and that's yourself. I know every so often I throw myself a pity party. Have you ever had one of those? It's when you sit back and you feel sorry for yourself. You rehearse sometimes all the wrongs that have been perpetrated against you. That's when you pull out things where people have sinned against you. Sometimes you pull out all the things where you screwed up. Bad decisions. Sins you have committed for which you cannot see forgiveness. You cannot see where someone would ever get over that. Another human being, much less God. But even with that, God enables us to forgive ourselves, knowing that we have forgiveness from him. Knowing that we will hear again that our sins have been taken away, that we have been reconciled to God through the blood of Christ. This is what makes forgiveness possible. And this is the comfort that we have every time we come seeking again to hear that absolution that God has pronounced, that forgiveness that God has given. A forgiveness that we have a privilege of giving, even to ourselves. Be reconciled to God for the sake of Jesus Christ. God did that. It is complete. Forgive, as you have been forgiven by God. Imperfectly, we never seem to forget, but we can not act on that forgiveness. And we can pray for God's help that our forgiveness, once spoken, is permanent, just like God's forgiveness of us. Be reconciled to God for the sake of Christ, who made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.